This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction. But there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What the hell? What is she wearing?
What is she? Who is she wearing, Charmin Ultra?
That's funny for like the Met Gala. And who are you wearing tonight? Charmin Ultra.
Charmin Ultra.
Charmin Ultra.
Charmin the best toilet paper?
Based on commercials, I'm going Charmin's number one.
Oh, yeah. Charmin.
I think it's up there.
It is.
Is it like a. Is it expensive?
Thick. I'm sure it's, dude, that's a lot of paper towels that they put. It is ultra. There's like about three or four.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's in quilted.
Each paper, yeah.
It's funny how they use bears to advertise it, though.
Because
they scratch their ass on the tree.
Oh, okay.
That's like their whole thing.
Oh, all
I said they're soft.
Because bears are soft.
Because bears are soft, duh. me and the creative room.
Does a bear shit in the woods? Like,
yeah.
Like, I wonder if that's like a little nod to the... I don't know,
and I think that also has to do with like the woods too, like people shitting. It's a great toilet paper to have on you when you're shitting in the woods because it's thick.
Right.
I think it has something to do with that.
When was the last time you took like a shit?
A massive poop?
In nature. Like, I don't think I've ever taken a shit
last
on the, it's probably Todd.
Backpacking trip.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It's very bizarre. Oof. It's like a really weird feeling.
Do you use leaves to wipe? We're already in poopy
you know
talk.
When you,
count like, me out.
You know when you watch a dog take a shit, they look so vulnerable and they're looking around like something is about to happen. And you're like, why is this dog freaking out? Just poop. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
That's the feeling you have doing it in the woods. Like, I'll go take cover behind like this like down tree or whatever. And like, you're just like propped up sitting there and you're just like,
yo, yeah.
Looking around. It's
worried awful. Something would just crawl
up. Do you put your knees a little higher when you do it? That's, it lets your bowels.
I guess you
squat better.
Do a full squat.
I do this. On like a
raise your knees up a little. Yeah, it clears out you clears you out better.
Well, there we go. What a start.
That's how it's done.
It's poopy talk.
Do you think there's a poop podcast out there?
It's got to be.
No,
called shit talking.
Oh, very good. We should create it.
This is our last episode. Hope you guys enjoyed our run.
The runs. Wow, we got it on our brain now.
Well, let's start off with something hot, like hot poop. We have a big secret announcement on the Patreon.
That's right.
Right now, we cannot say it live because we promised.
I'm not even telling you. You got
to. We promised Patreon that we would keep it a secret, and it's gonna be a secret in the Patreon. But we have a huge announcement that's only on Patreon.
And Patreon people, if you already know, don't comment.
Do not comment.
Don't tell them.
We're gonna be blocking those words. We're gonna try to hide it as much as we can. But yeah, if you guys want to see it, and also a bunch of exclusive content, bonus videos, high episodes, drunk episodes. We got a private Discord,
live Q&As.
We got early access episodes, and we also keep these cameras running for 30 minutes after each episode, and we just keep the podcast going, and we call that the unwind. So mm-hmm. you get all that for $5 a month at patreon.com/Zayna Heath.
And when you sign up, you get access to everything we've ever posted on there, so you're not missing out on, you know, old content or anything like that.
Exactly. And before I spill the beans, let's just get to the intro and
all right,
move on.
Woo!
It's coffee time, baby! Let's go! I feel that! Is that the poopy?
I was wiping. Oh,
nice,
man.
Nice. All right, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And the hell we y'all doing? Are.
And we are constipated.
There you go. Welcome back, everybody. We haven't seen Matt in a long time. We haven't seen him for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
We've been recorded. A long periodically time.
Was he not here the last episode? You weren't here the last episode.
He was here last episode.
Oh, he was here
the last episode. We recorded on Wednesday.
Oh, then what? I got all my days mixed up. I'm sorry.
Well, I was out of town. I was in London. So I guess like...
Why oh, so you're only in London...
4 days.
Oh, that felt like a long time. Mm-hmm. All right, well, nice to have you back. Welcome
thank
back.
You, thank you.
How was London? You do anything Londonish there?
Yeah, I guess we like saw some sights, explored around, had a really nice time. Loved London. Yeah, it was like my sixth time going to London.
Are the guards everywhere?
Like the British guards?
No, yeah.
No, those are like only outside of like Buckingham Palace.
Oh, I don't know why I pictured them on like every street corner.
I think maybe in front of some other government buildings, but no, they're
not. What do they get fired for?
I think if they break character.
Interesting. There was a video that I saw and it was so wholesome. There was a guard standing out front. It wasn't Buckingham Palace. It was like some archway. And he was standing there and people were taking pictures of him and he was standing still. And a dad came over with his son who had a disability and he was trying to teach his son, like, don't touch, like, don't get too close. We can stand here. So he was trying to get his son to like not touch him. And he like stood and smiled for the picture. And the guard stepped closer to him because the dad was like, don't touch him. And the dad looked at the guard and he was like, respect, like we have respect mm-hmm. for you. So the guard took a step over to the son to get in the picture. And all the comments were like,
he's getting fired.
Yeah, everyone was saying that he could get fired for that. So I didn't know like to what extent.
Did he smile or did he stay?
No, he stayed in character. He just like moved over.
Tiny sidestep.
But people were panicking in the comments. And I was like, I don't know if they make exceptions.
I think if he stuck in character and just moved, I think that's okay.
I think there's exceptions.
Yo, yeah. But they look a bit goofy.
Yeah, they're very
it's very
silly
like
looking.
Dr. Seuss.
I'm very surprised there's not like an animated movie based off them or something cute that they can... I don't know.
Okay, it covers their eyes so much. They should be on watch and see everything. It looks like they can only see.
Do we know why they have that? Like, why is it like shaped like that? What's the story?
What's the significance for the hats?
Uh-huh.
I bet it.
It's a bear.
Oh, it's bear fur?
Oh, put them in a Charmin commercial.
It just seems very like Russian to me. Like those hats. It seems like
I bet it goes into like almost like it's like a helmet, but protecting them.
Yeah,
they're in the line of fire or anything.
Wait, why did I think they would have swords in the end of their guns?
It almost looks like
they do. They do.
Almost looks
they
like
do.
The,
okay.
The in Spaceballs, the guy with the giant helmet.
Yeah.
Now this is a reality show I can get behind. Imagine a reality show based on their life.
But they have no lines.
It's just
every confessional, they're just in character. But it'd be cool to see them, not the audition process, the interview process or how they get chosen, like why they wanted to do it. You know what I mean?
You think they have like little like runs like for 1 week where they have them out there and they're just like being watched.
Yeah, like I picture it like Cadet Kelly. Like but the training is just so
how
still
you can stand.
Yeah.
They do like freeze dance.
They bring in like
and you're out.
They bring up like the best comedians to stand in front of them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of strength to just stand there.
Oh my god.
All day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And not move. That's crazy.
My back hurts and I get antsy just sitting in this chair talking.
Oh, 100%.
I gotta scratch my nose, man.
They should collab with like Dr. Scholl's. Like do something fun.
Yeah. Give them some inserts.
We were out there though during Wimbledon was happening while we were there, like the finals, which was pretty cool.
Did you get to see any games or no?
No, because by the time we were there, it's the finals and those tickets are like $15,000. Like,
oh my goodness.
For just
did
one
you all see
ticket.
Ariana Grande there single with her new man?
Oh, was she had like was she in the middle between Andrew Garfield and somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh, who's she dating?
I don't know if they're dating or not, but it's the guy from Wicked, the play.
Oh yeah.
It seemed like they're like kind of canoodling and everyone's like, what's going on? But she just recently broke up with her fiance.
Who was she with before this?
Oh, she was engaged.
It was just some random kid. His name, I think, Dalton. I think they had a 2-year run and then just
Oh no!
Why does she look so different?
Well, because I think she has blonde hair because she's playing.
It's the eyebrows.
The eyebrows. No, I've seen her with blonde hair.
Aren't they shooting Wicked right now? So I don't know. She probably has to.
Is it Wicked? It's not a movie. It's a play, right?
It's a musical that they're making a movie with her. She's playing Glinda the Good Witch.
So it's not like something you see on stage like every night.
Like Hamilton. No. And it's not going to be. It's a full on movie.
But got it. Based on Wizard of Oz.
Well, yes. So it's the origin story of Glinda the Good Witch in Alphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, before she becomes wicked.
Got it.
They go to. Was it the wizarding school or the witch school? Sorry if I'm wrong about it, but it's them like becoming roommates and it's why Alphaba becomes wicked.
Got it.
So it's a really great story. It's like if someone shot the Wizard of Oz and then like showed what the story is behind.
Dude, that whole like play like world or the theatrical world is such a cult. It's like the people that love that shit. Yeah. It's like all they think of on all they like.
I
watch.
Think her whole family is very musical, right? Like Frank, because I went to a dance studio that I went to as a kid. It was in a college called Muhlenberg College, and Frankie Grande went there. So when he would do his plays and musicals, Ariana Grande would be walking around. But this was like right when she was becoming popular.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think she's it's been her dream role for the longest time. Yeah. And she, it's cool. been her favorite musical. So cool. That was really cool. We didn't get to go to Wimbledon, but we were out there. One thing that I saw that was pretty cool, we got to go to Oxford University, which is in Oxford. We did like a day trip. And Oxford, well, not Oxford University, but there's two colleges that are near it where they shot a lot of scenes in Harry Potter as well.
Oh,
so
whoa.
We got to go to, I think it's called, yeah, the New College. And we got to go in a courtyard where it was like all the hallways that they walk around.
Wait, which hall? Like in what scene in Harry Potter? I'm so curious.
I think they shot a lot of Prisoner of Azkaban in it, but when I
Wait, in like the Ministry of Magic? Like that,
those at scenes? Hogwarts, yeah. So, I'm sorry. And I
sorry, got Harry Potter fan. I really want to know.
I haven't got to like post a lot of it because I was there for like a brand deal with American Airlines. But you know,
Oh shit. Okay. I honestly thought that was all a set.
A lot of it is a set.
The entire series was all
they
a set.
They do shoot a lot of it in it's where the Wizarding World of Harry Potter is.
That's
like,
sick.
Yeah. So that one was like, I just got chills instantly because I was like, wow, I never thought I would see that in person. Yeah. So I'm glad I did that.
Cool. Yeah, you guys know I worked in London, 2011 for the Olympics. I loved that country so much. Everything is so clean.
Oh, yeah.
The people were so fucking awesome. And I didn't want to leave. I was there working for a month and a half for the Olympics. I did not want to leave. I wanted to stay there and live there. It was so sick. And I love like really pretty. And the culture too. Like everybody just.
Did you stay in like a hotel or a house?
We stayed at the Langham.
Ooh.
For a month and a half.
I want to see what that looks like. Crazy. The Langham in London.
It's much smaller than like the Langham that we've been to in Chicago, but that was the first time experiencing those beds.
I feel like it probably started in London.
It sounds like it. Yeah. The Langham.
The Langham in London.
They have the best pillows.
Wow.
They do. They have the best beds.
And I remember I wanted to buy the pillows, but the pillows themselves are like $400.
Oh, Matt, just take it. I feel like.
You can't. I think they would it. At that level of like
if
a
they,
luxury
if they
hotel.
Notice it and they charge you, they're not going to charge you.
No, what you can get away with is like towels.
Yeah. Mm. But do you want a hotel towel?
Or robes.
Yes, they have the best towels.
How many people I don't have that touch?
Really?
I love hotel towels. They're the only ones that like dry you.
Yes,
like
they're thick.
They're super rough, like thick towels. That
you can
don't
find towels like that, like Target.
Yeah,
easily.
But the Target ones are like soft and like you wipe it and just like spreads.
I know
the
those.
Water.
I know the ones you're talking about. No. I thought they had like rough and soft.
Remember when I was going to Equinox every day?
Mm-hmm.
I would take a shower there like after my workout.
Yeah.
And every day I would steal a towel.
What? Really?
Yeah. I just thought it was like.
Isn't it crazy knowing that like so many people have wiped themselves?
Yeah,
from
but
that towel. I know.
They all
I know.
Wash it.
Actually, no. Like, I feel like they get a shipment of towels. That's like not sanitary.
You can feel on those towels that they've been washed every single day. Like they lose its like plushness, I think.
And that's just broken in, baby.
I think
I have like five towels from there.
Yo,
okay. I mean, as long as you're using it.
When I was in London, though, I was so surprised about the stuff that they air on just standard cable.
Oh my God.
TV. Like,
Matt.
I know that like in Europe, they could get away with like a lot more stuff on
like
TV.
Like nudity?
Mariah,
it's nudity to a.
I'm just scrolling on the standard channels. I'm not buying any, you know, after dark pay-per-view stuff.
and this show came up. Man, I wish I remembered the name of it. But I turn it on, and it's a guy who goes on this, like, kind of dating show. He goes up, and there's, like, four or five different, like, these panels, like, almost like these curtain-type things. And they start revealing these women that,
like,
are standing
like
behind.
Like David Alvarez.
Oh, his videos. Like, oh, is it kind of like outfit?
Yes, but instead of the outfit, they're naked underneath it. So the first thing you have to size up, it's these five women, and then the curtain thing goes up, and then you just see them naked, and you have to judge them by their, like, coochies. Like, which, so they're like, so tell us, Darren, which one of these girls do you think is a good match for you? So they'd be like, oh, yes, I do like the girl. She has tattoos. She seems a bit edgy, that girl.
And it has nothing to do with personality. It's just, like, based off of, like,
totally
what the
their body
looks
appearance.
Like.
And then he has to eliminate one based on how they look down below.
Oh, that's
and they
terrible.
Go, all right, let's see what you missed out on this girl. And then it, like, gets higher.
and then
you see this girl, and she walks out naked.
At that point, it's like, no, if they didn't pick me, I don't want them to not see me fully naked. Yeah.
Like, and the so one thing they hide is the face.
Yeah. And then so then this guy's like, oh, you do look beautiful. Sorry. And then they start eliminating. Then they go to the boobs.
What a terrible thing. Like, you just got eliminated because of
your body,
your genitalia not looking the best.
Yes. I was like, how is this show, like, on air?
That's
this is
terrible.
And they were doing crazy zoom in shots on, like, these people's genitalia. Like, it wasn't even, it was crazier than porn, I think.
Yes.
It was just so, like, shocking.
And they're talking, like, sexually about the boobs. Like, oh, but you really like those things to be in your face.
It was as shocking as the Nair Guy video. Like, where it's just like, whoa! Like, that's way too much for this platform that we're watching.
So he, like, eliminates them one by one. And then at the end, once he picks his girl, the guy then goes and gets naked and then comes out. And then they, like, stand naked in front of each other and they just, like, talk and stuff. It's
still airing today.
And it was on at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Like, perfect.
I could not believe it.
You think, like, nudity is more open there? I didn't think it was.
It's like European, like, when you go to nude beaches. Like, it's just...
It's a little bit more harmless. Which, in a...
Normal.
Part of me, I'm like, you know what? I think... America, we need, and I think we have been lately shows being a little bit more gratuitous. Is that the right word? With nudity?
No. I'm thinking like kids going through channels on TV and being able to
just go through that.
Yeah, like that's crazy that they can do that.
The kids right now aren't on cable. They can just Google boobs anytime they want.
I get it, but they're still going and typing in boobs. Like they're still making they're typing that in, right? But like a kid who's innocently trying to watch something trying to find something to watch, and all of a sudden they see a big fat dick and balls right in the center of the screen. That's traumatizing for the kid.
I guess so.
Here in America, you go to HBO late at night, you cannot watch that shit. It is like locked. It is locked when it's on those privacy settings. But I'm sure they have to have some sort of privacy settings in Europe. As open as they are.
What's have you been to a nude beach out there?
No, I've never been to a nude beach ever.
Every time I see a nude beach picture, it's just so dark down there.
I'm just like wondering, like, are you going like, cause you like are top of the top? You know what I mean? Like, cause you're like, I've got something to show.
Most of the time, it's old people.
They do not care.
Or they just like literally are like,
no, they do not. They're free. But you know, I wish I had that confidence.
I don't understand. If you want to be naked in public to get sun, lay in your backyard. I don't get the need.
There's a bit of social aspects. That's why there's nude colonies and stuff. I think
for those people, it makes sense for them to be together because they don't see it like how we see it.
And they're also hardcore hippies too. I feel like that's a lot of old people who just like see beyond it, but are in a way turned on.
But I just feel I could not stand there and have a conversation and not look down every 5 seconds. Like
I do see me like being like 60-70 years old and then like being kind of into like nudism. Like going,
I can't
just
stand.
Being like, I don't give a fuck anymore. You're going to be alive for 20 more years. And if you and your spouse are comfortable with going to a nudist colony and being around other naked people,
that's a thing though. If nobody else cares too, then it doesn't really matter then.
Yeah.
It doesn't like,
I guess so.
Because no one's going to a nudist colony and judging everybody's genitals.
Right.
Like, that's not going to happen. I just don't think they care.
It's not young people going to nudist colonies. It's mostly older people.
Yeah, and I feel like they're just so against, like, clothes anyway. So, like, they would never counterattack it with, you have a small dick while they're anti-clothes, you know what I mean?
But I don't know. I think maybe there just brings a bit of like, do people get in fights at nudist colony? I think there's probably like a little piece of civility. Is that hair
pulling? It's dick pulling?
When everyone's naked, you're bearing it out for yourselves. Like you are, yeah. You're being vulnerable. And if everyone else is being vulnerable together, maybe there's like a bit of peace to it.
I will never be vulnerable with mine. Yeah. Ever.
I feel like your temple, like keep it for your spouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then what else is there?
I agree. Mariah,
If my dick was bigger, then I wouldn't, if my dick now.
If his temple was bigger. Yeah.
I don't want to know.
My dick now, temple. If it was bigger, I'd be at a nudist colony.
Do you think right now, temple? If it was bigger, monument. Come look at it.
I want a statue of it. I want people to come and see it. Pay me.
Come gander.
Yeah.
Take a look.
It's like OnlyFans, but staff for statues or statue form.
If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Did you see the flight thing that just happened right now in Vegas?
Oh, about how the heat wave right now is extremely high. It was like up to like 117 degrees.
Inside the plane, it got so hot and they were taxiing for 4 hours because the flight was delayed.
So the AC was not working.
And the AC was not working in the plane.
Oh so my God.
People started passing out on the flight, like being dehydrated. I think 5 people passed out. 5 people shit themselves like in their seats, bodies like shutting down.
Dude,
like,
whose call was it to keep them on the plane? I don't understand. Isn't that common sense? After 30 minutes with no air condition, get them out of here?
Apparently,
I guess
like
they just couldn't land anywhere then.
The stewardesses were like
passing out as well.
Ill too, like insane. Kept them on there for 4 hours.
What airline is this?
Delta.
Delta.
Yeah.
Mm. They're like the new, upcoming airline.
And then an ambulance drove out to the plane instead of like them getting everybody off. An ambulance drove out to the plane and started pulling the ones that needed to get off straight into the ambulance. And then they just kept going. And I don't think the plane ever ended up taking off. I think they were on there for like 4 hours and then it never took off.
Yeah.
Oh, and apparently they said, okay, if you guys aren't feeling well and you want to get off, but good luck finding another flight.
Yeah, they said, and then they canceled the flights and they said it could take a few days for the next one.
They said, good luck if you want to get off. We're still going. And then they didn't go.
Give me my guess.
They were pulling those down for people. It was like 111 degrees.
That's something I never thought would happen.
If you were on there, you would be screaming.
I think Zane would actually be dead.
No, because, well,
when you get hot,
in the air. They weren't in the air, right?
They were on the tarmac.
Okay, so I wouldn't be I would be really hot, but if it wasn't, imagine if it was in the air and this was happening and everybody was.
Oh.
That's crazy.
At that point, I would emergency exit just to get some air in.
Yeah.
But like everyone's, you know, too scared to speak up because you're on the fucking no-fly list like that.
And everybody's sitting there waiting. They got their TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who's going to do it? Who's going to do it?
It's crazy times. And when immediately, like, I feel like as soon as I see someone starting to raise their voice, the amount of phones that just come up immediately.
I'm too scared.
They just want to be the first ones to be up on TikTok. It's wild. It's like everyone's like the news. Everyone's like a paparazzi.
Can you sell the footage, though, to like a local news station?
I don't think it's like that.
If I knew I had the best angle of a freak out, I wouldn't even upload it by myself. I would.
The thing is that back then.
Once you upload something, it's not yours.
Okay, but you can sell footage to news outlets for them to only have it.
Right.
The thing is, that's where I don't think I feel like this sounds so bad. I'm a little morally conflicted. If you filmed a freak out, I feel bad about uploading someone's freak out.
Yeah.
But if I knew, like, I don't know, should you sell that then?
You'd want to make a profit off of somebody having a
Then I'm conflicted. I'm like, why upload someone else losing it? You know? It's like, why would I do that?
Right.
Like, yeah. But then you want, like, if it's that good.
I know.
Maybe
I don't
think
know.
About it. Yeah. Like, if I caught like a crazy freak out and I'm in my hand, I'm looking at the footage, I'm like, this would do really well. But like, I would go back and forth on that footage. I'd feel too bad it coming from my account.
Yes.
I'd probably just give it to someone. Like, if someone else was.
I'd just send it in the group chat. And
yeah, was more inclined to post, I'd just be like, okay, I really don't want to post this.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Just airdrop it to Jordan and be like,
push that have it come through. From like, just like a random account.
But for instance, the woman who thought she saw that guy right there is not real. Yeah. That video though, if it was multiple angles, then I'd be like, okay,
there was already a few angles, exactly.
But if you knew that you had the best angle of something that multiple people shot, you know, that's where I'm like, how would you release it?
I think it depends on the character that's being filmed.
Yeah,
there's like if somebody has like a mental illness and you're posting something, like, you know what I mean? It would be like, that's fucked up.
Agreed.
But if it's like a good old fashioned Karen and you're like,
yes,
people need to see this.
Yes,
not necessarily to be like,
yeah.
Oh, this is going to do, but just like, look at how insane this situation is.
Right. That's where,
but
exactly.
You know what? Sometimes you end up being the Karen and you try not, like, the one time I'm thinking about is when we were in Europe or we're in Italy or somewhere, and that flight that when they were writing down our fucking,
yes,
I literally became a Karen, but like, I'm not that type of person, but I did.
You're all but missing your
but
flight.
Somebody,
oh yeah.
But somebody had to do it. You know what I mean? But like, is that considered a Karen or is it not? Because if we all just shut our mouths and let them act like that, then it's like, nothing's being done. But then if somebody else recorded that and just got a bad few seconds, I would have looked like I would have been the new
one.
You
would have been that guy.
But the context, there would have been no context. So it would have just been somebody freaking out at the airport.
And then you'd have to come like a week later, post a TikTok and like explain the situation.
Yeah, do a little story time.
Right.
You know what I've been like so conflicted about is like, I'm all for body cams. I think cops should have body cams. It's great. Everything should be documented. What's going on? I'm all for it. But then I get these TikToks where I'm watching someone getting a DUI, like some 18-year-old girl body cam footage, and I'm watching the whole thing go down. And it's not even like a crazy video. I've seen some where it's like, oh, this is like entertaining, like Cops, where this is a crazy kid and blah, blah, blah. But then I'm like, where do the cops release the footage of the body cam?
Oh, like to the public? You mean?
Yeah. How do they? Where do they get that out?
I think it's on a public domain. No,
I don't think so. I know a lot of shows. So I think I told you guys about it. There was that one show that's called like Live PD or something, and they just are sitting in like this room like this, and they have a TV screen up of all like the officers that are on board on this TV show that their station like streams to, whatever. So they just go like, all right, we're going to go check in on Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then they'll go in and they just like, they'll show you exactly what those cops are doing at the moment, like that are filming this thing. So I don't know if it's like stuff that's been caught from their cams.
Wait, and, like live footage?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, like, so the body cams are always live? I thought it was just pre-recorded.
I think anytime a cop is on a call or like, going to something, their body cam has to be on.
And I guess if they have the right to film everybody else,
going to the bathroom, I doubt their body cams are rolling, or if they're just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so interesting.
I think as soon as they get a call or like, okay, this guy's speeding, boom, lights on. Okay, body cam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have to turn them on for that, but.
But you're just guessing that that's where that footage comes from?
Yeah, I would imagine it was.
For some reason, I thought it was just like, it's like legally, like you're legally, or everybody has the right to see like footage from a government worker in that like state of,
I guess so.
Or if there's a reason for it to be like, if they're looking into something, like if something happens and then they're like, you know, something in the news, and then like a week later, it's like police body cam footage has been released.
If there's a court case and stuff and they have to present it and then it gets circulated, I guess. But just sometimes I'm like, why am I watching this? Cause it's like this. But then again, you're having a DUI, you're driving drunk. Shame on you, truly. Shame on you for driving drunk. But
did you see
degree?
Did you see the one girl? She posted this like whole TikTok thing. She was like, So I got out of a DUI yesterday and basically the cop was just like, I'm going to let you go with a warning. And then like gave me his phone number and like, we're going to meet up tomorrow for lunch and we're going to get coffee together. And he like let me off with a DUI. All this stuff, like basically saying like, she got away with it, whatever. And like the TikTok went viral.
Oh my God.
So then the body cam of that got released. And the cop literally walks up and is like, you swerved a little bit back there. I just wanted to check on you, make sure you're doing all right. Have you had anything to drink? She's like, no, I just, sorry, I'd gotten broken up with by my boyfriend and I'm just stressed right now. And I was trying to call him because I'm like worried. So like I was swerving because I was on my phone, like trying to call him. I know I shouldn't have been on my phone, whatever. He's like, that's all right. I can tell you're stressed out right now. And just be careful. Don't be on your phone. I understand you're going through a breakup right now, whatever. And basically like said, here's a warning card or something that had like, it said like what the warning was for. And then like police department, whatever.
Had a lip mark. Yeah.
No, but it was like, there was like nothing to it. And he was just like, all right, go ahead. Have a good night. And then that came out.
So she like embellished it.
So she made up the entire story, said she got away with this DUI and was like bragging about it. Then this came out and then,
I don't know.
The reason, just keep some things private.
The reason it came out was because the police department apparently ended up looking into it because of that TikTok and was like, we need to see the body cam footage because this girl's saying this.
Yeah.
And then she got put in her place.
Because I feel like there's a lot of story time people that obviously over-exaggerate. It's been happening for years on YouTube.
Did you hear about this girl in Alabama who was like apparently kidnapped?
No.
This about like this is deals like with like embellishing the story.
Oh, okay.
So this girl, can you look up Alabama Carly, maybe with a K-A-R-L-E-E? I want to make sure like I get this right. Okay. So there was this girl, named Carly, who was in like Hoover, Alabama. She calls the cops. This is like late at night. She says that she thinks she sees like a baby in a diaper on the side of the highway.
Okay.
She's like calling in that she sees this baby. And then I believe that she calls her friend. This is around like 9:54 p.m. And then calls her friend and is like, hey, I'm pulling over right now. I think I see this like baby. And then all of a sudden she screams and the call goes dead. And her friend's really concerned. The cops show up. The car is still there and she's missing.
Carly's missing.
Yes. This girl goes missing. And so all of like Alabama or Birmingham was like looking for this girl for
about
48 hours, 2 days, I think.
Whoa.
And then, and folks, I'm sorry if I'm not getting a lot of this, right. But then she shows up basically at her mom's house and, said that she was kidnapped for 2 days.
Okay.
They start looking more and more into this case and they realize that this girl was likely not kidnapped. She said that she was kidnapped by this guy and a woman and they put her in the back of like a truck or a van and only fed her like cheese crackers and stuff for 2 days. But then they like look into her phone history and her Googling like a lot of like obvious things about what you would do if you went missing. And she, and I think hit out at her friend's house for like 2 days. And it was like, and
just it was wait, just for attention?
It was, I think her and her boyfriend had broken up or something like that. And she was trying to like get back at him, but she lied.
Oh, she was gone girling it.
Well, right now it's in investigation, but they're kind of figuring out that this girl kind of like made up that she was missing.
I'm telling you right now, there's a few times in my life when I was younger where
you want to fake your own death?
Just come to up see with who cares.
I'd come up with a whole scenario in my head and go,
of course.
That's like, I could see me like doing that and see if, what my friends would do. We've all thought that, we've all thought of
but
it.
But just never did it.
Some people actually do it. And that's not surprising at all.
Can you zoom in on the phone reveals variety of searches? So right now they're not able to verify a lot of things she said. You're saying that there was a child on the side of the highway. Nobody reported a missing child. And also it's like a part of the highway where it's like, how would a baby even like get there on foot kind of? And then, so the phone revealed a variety of searches. She also searched on her phone, do you have to pay for an Amber Alert? And then she searched how to take money from a register without being caught. And this one, she also searched for bus tickets from Birmingham to Nashville with the departure date of July 13th and for the movie Taken. We're also in the history of her phone.
gosh, that's yes. Hysterical.
And also the day she went missing, that's she also funny. Searched if there was like a maximum age on the Amber Alert. So she kind of wanted to like yeah. be like get a little attention oh, out
bro,
of it.
Bro, she was Gone Girl in it, and she thought
that's
funny. Bro.
And but she claims that these people who kidnapped her like took nude photos of her and stuff, and they're like, okay, well, we gotta verify all of this. And
it's crazy that some people think just going to private browser is you're just hidden from the world. That's crazy.
Oh man.
If you want to really go through with it, you gotta grab that phone, you gotta smash it to fucking pieces.
They can still get into that.
That is a wild story.
Yeah. So who knows? But man, that's some fishy stuff when you're Googling stuff like that.
And you know what? It's these cases that like it sucks because there's people that are actually getting fucking kidnapped.
Yeah.
Wild. No.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
I came across something really funny, and it's super unethical, but it's also genius at the same time, and mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
There's this new thing that kids are doing to make money, right? And basically, on their car, they get like paint markers and they write like girls trip, and they're like, they put their Venmo and they're at like buy us a drink, bachelorette party.
Okay.
And there's this guy that does it. So he writes all this like girls trip stuff, like buy us a drink, and he'll drive around.
No
and he
way.
Said he makes more money doing this shit than working like a full-time job.
Whoa.
Because you're going to be driving past like people that have.
People are just sending money to
people
the Venmo.
People do it and they drive through rich neighborhoods.
Whoa.
Like areas.
And then like wow. leave their like car parked at like a downtown area.
That's genius.
Does he put like on a wig and like a sash at all to like
that's you what know. I wonder. Like his windows must be tinted or something.
But like that is so smart.
Yeah.
And then other people do like just married, like Venmo us for like
what are they driving?
Doesn't matter. Just any car.
Yeah.
Because it's a trend right now. Like people go on bachelorettes and they'll write the Venmo. And be like, buy us a drink, whatever. Now people are taking advantage of it and they're gonna ruin it for like people that were like wholesome about it and they were getting a little bit of like money for their trip. Now nobody's gonna send anything because this person ruined it. But it is brilliant. There's people that quit their jobs because they said they're making more.
Do you ever notice like on like, and I always feel like it's like younger, like aged girls on TikTok, like their bios will have their Venmo like handle.
Yes. Something, right?
So I'm like, okay, like I know that you're out there probably wanting to be an aspiring creator, but you're not doing OnlyFans and stuff. But imagine if you had like this 16, 17 year old daughter who was like taking in tips
right.
from like random strangers on the internet.
I've seen
like,
the,
I think it's like a really
it's
weird.
It's kind of weird because you are attracting, because there will always be older men, like creepy older men on the internet that do see those bios and that will just Venmo money.
Yeah.
You know? And like a lot of people know that. And I think just a lot of just girls take advantage of it and put it, they know that there's like creepy old men.
I've seen a lot of like,
but I'm like, do their parents know that they're taking like tips? But then again, like you go live and you earn money and stuff. I'm like, sure. But I'm like, that is weird.
People will have like a tweet go viral. I've seen like somebody post like a random person will post a tweet that does really well, and then they'll comment below it their Venmo for some reason.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Somebody saw that tweet and thought it was funny and goes, God, who's this person? I need to send them money. Why are you posting your Venmo below something?
And the tweet will just lose so much points. As soon as I see someone made a funny tweet, I'm like, damn, that's funny. And I see they put their Venmo, I'm like, delete the tweet.
What goes through your mind where you go, shit, this is doing really well?
People just want to make money.
It's just like, it's almost like you're throwing shit on the wall. Like, let's see if it works. Maybe I'll get at least one or two people that
crazy though.
Yeah.
I have a friend right now that's she makes some money from like sugar daddies. I'll like send money, but like nothing sexual.
Yeah, just some money. Of them want nothing in return. They just get a rush from like sending them stuff.
Just and sugar daddies.
That, yeah,
they have wish lists.
I'm so back and forth on this. I'm so bad, and I know I said it's weird, like old, but it's like if somebody off the street just gave you money and then walked away, is it bad to not take it?
Yeah, but people feel like they're entitled. Like, what, you just give some random 16-year-old girl $1,000 and be like, hey, I'm the guy who sent you $1,000. What, no response, no thank you?
Oh, no, no.
That's, like, anything
further is bad. Like, that's like where you draw the line. But like, there's people that just send money to people.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it. I've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's like, it's basically doing like Mr. Beast type shit online.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a few things I want to talk about that are, I feel like, just bizarre on the internet right now. But I was going to get your thought on the Island Boys.
They kissed, right? Someone sent a video of them making out.
Full on making out.
They're brothers.
They're twin brothers.
They are twin brothers who, how do you explain what they do?
They're the guys saying, I'm an island boy.
Kind of music, and they've been social media.
I think they do OnlyFans.
So did they do it for attention or they did it for money?
They definitely did it for attention.
They did. I know they did it for attention, but did they do it for money or did they?
Are they doing multiple takes or is it just
one? How does one guy get the idea first and go, yo, would you like want to like make out or something?
I think it was like twin telepathy, right? So I think one day it popped in both their heads and they both said it at the same time. Make out?
Do you think they're a social experiment? Do you think they're being threatened? Like, you guys have to do this?
I don't know. It's a bit, okay.
What there's happens a, there's behind always the that, scenes of these two?
There's always that fetish of like, and twins.
Right.
Like, I think it's a fetish that some people have on the internet to see twins hooking up. I don't know.
Yeah, but not these type of
twins. But
I have never heard of that.
Yeah, but like, not these twins.
Not these twins.
Right. But if you're a random creep on the internet, like, and you see that, you'd be like, I gotta see more.
That's true.
It makes you want to like.
Do they have an OnlyFans?
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of them just got arrested lately too.
Was this like promoting their OnlyFans? Pretty much.
I think it was definitely baiting for people to go. I think once people see that, they're like, "Ooh, I gotta see."
What a wild time we're in.
Have you seen?
It's crazy.
This is pretty wild, and I'm not 100% sold on it. But have you seen the picture of them as a kid with Jeffrey Epstein?
Okay, I thought, I didn't know if it was real or fake. People were saying it could have been AI, which is 100% possible. Because I saw that article too, the Snapchat article.
I didn't see it on Snapchat.
Oh, I saw it on Snapchat.
I've seen like people talking about it for a while now.
Oh, okay. It shows like Epstein with like two kids and they look similar to these two kids on the island.
That's not like the Island Boys.
But that, yeah, I don't know. I there's not much more to that.
A lot of people think it is them as kids. And then I was like, that'd be insane if it was. And then like the song coming out, I was like, oh my God, maybe that makes sense.
I didn't even put the two together.
It would make a lot. It would line up perfectly.
Yeah.
If this was true.
And you know, the trauma too, I get it.
Very strange.
Are they from Miami or Florida? Are they even from an island?
Yeah, they're from Florida.
Okay.
Can they even name five islands?
No, man, but they are desperate. Desperate right now.
And I mean, I've seen them on podcasts. They're like, they're strange kids. They're not like, they're not, definitely not normal. Yeah.
Oh,
normal
for sure. That makes me like, ugh. Oh, it looks like they're enjoying it too.
Is that,
and it's okay. I think it's more like sad. Like there's something happening.
I feel very sad.
It's sad. And I just hope they get the help. It's,
oh man, it's just crazy what people do for money.
We should kiss each other right now.
I'd say I make only.
Okay. This might sound stupid, but is that legal?
Kissing your, like, in a sensual way. Yeah.
That's illegal.
I thought it was taboo. I think it's just marriage. You can't do that. You can't marry somebody.
Yeah.
That's your brother or sister. But, like, I don't think this is illegal. I think it's just very taboo.
Yes.
Like, I don't think they throw people in jail for that.
Yeah. I don't think, like, because you kissed your sibling in a sensual way, as gross and taboo as that is,
I don't think it's illegal. It's illegal. And I think some.
If they're like full on.
Right. If they're like hooking up, is that
having
like,
sex with each other?
I don't know if there's like a law.
No, because there's families that are all like incestual and they have kids and everything. You arrest the whole family? I think it's.
There's not porn out there of like people hooking up with twins. I feel like that's a big thing, right?
What?
Aren't there like twin porn stars out there?
I feel like
that would exist, right?
Like, yeah.
But as that's. Ugh, no.
All right.
but twin blondes? Oh, hell yeah.
Come on now.
I know. You're talking about me? I thought you were talking about people out there who are seeing that. No.
No, it's funny.
I did have one more interesting thing that
I thought was top of that.
Yeah, what else?
So Popeyes has a new category on their website and like their menu, and it's called Girls Dinner.
Oh, because of the trend right now?
And girl I think dinner. It's so interesting.
Oh, that's smart.
That it's all sides.
Oh, their marketing team
when we go out to dinner, she only orders sides, like every single time.
Yeah. That's the most a
it's
lot
a girl.
Girls
it's a girl
that.
Dinner. Like yeah. that it's yeah. like TikTok sound where it's like girl dinner. Yeah. Girl
I just
dinner.
Think it's so good. The fact that
it's a trend right now. Yeah. Girls are showing their girl dinner and they're all so relatable. It's like you get a bunch of sides and you just either throw it into one big thing or make your own concoction or whatever.
That so when you order a girl's quick. Dinner, you get all six of those?
Yeah.
Well, you pick and choose.
Look at the difference between sides and girl's dinner.
That's good.
That's great.
I also get sides because I can never finish a full meal, so I feel bad if I leave food. Sides, I can tear up.
No. I feel like it's this because I feel like I'm the same way.
You don't want to be confined
no,
to one
No, I think it's mushy food. Right?
Like soft foods?
Soft foods. Soft because I feel like I'm the same way too. Like that, the girl's dinner looks good to me. Sometimes I don't want any chicken or steak because it's just like,
yeah,
it's a lot of work. I just want to do something. I want something mushy. Yes. I just want something light.
I literally say that to Heath. He's like, what are you in the mood for? I'm just like, mush. Say that. I'm like, mush. Give me mac and cheese, mashed potatoes. Give me even tater tots, like something that's just easy to get down.
Yes.
I'm also, I think this is a girl thing. I'm a small bite gal. Like if I get wings, I want popcorn chicken. Like I can't eat the big wings.
Anytime she goes to like Panda Express, I get all the big chunks of chicken because it's too much chicken.
I want the ones on the bottom that they throw out. I want the little nuggets that it only tastes like breading.
Yes. I love
there's not a lot of chicken in
it. I love chicken salad too. Is like a really great
you
like
salt. Chicken salad? Really?
Yes. Oh, I realized after I work out, I could get a big thing of chicken
you're
salad.
You're talking just like a salad with chicken on top, right?
No.
Tuna salad. There's like macaroni salad, tuna salad, chicken salad.
Oh, okay.
Like it's just nice and soft, but you get all the chicken, but it's like soft version of the chicken.
I like tricking myself into eating protein.
Yeah. Exactly. Not really I realize I love chicken salad and I would prefer eating my chicken in salad form.
I just like things mixed.
Yeah.
I just throw
like,
it
I know when I'm like 60, oh boy, I'm going to be eating mush. Mm-hmm. Just like the old people know, they eat like the gravy or grits and all that. I get it.
Like a 100-year-old woman in the fridge, my little bin, it's Jell-O, applesauce, yogurt. Yeah. Like I just need mush.
I don't like working. Down. I don't like working.
It is a lot of work.
The Chick-fil-A mush together. You order the nuggets, the macaroni.
But do you follow like fast food? Fast food news?
Like a KFC bowl, it's like the bowl, like,
but you build it yourself and shake it up.
Oh,
My TikTok is conspiracy and food hacks. it's about as deep as it gets.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
The Chick-fil-A mac and cheese bowl, I guess they're calling it. But you just throw all that shit together and shake it up.
Hell yeah, that's what
I want. They put like one of the sauces in it and then I feel like it's,
that's my kind of meal, man.
Yeah, you put the Chick-fil-A sauce, and then sometimes people do the buffalo.
That's it. Give me a little bit of everything and a fork and a plastic fork.
how serious do you guys think this, or not how serious, it's pretty serious, but how long do you think this writer's strike situation is going to be going on
It's getting worse.
I know it's getting worse, but how long do you think this is
going on?
They surpassed the longest one that was back in...
They did? It's only been like...
one in 2008, I thought.
It's been a long...
I think it's been 180
months.
Days, I think, so far.
For the writer's strike.
I thought the last one was 2 years. That they didn't release anything new because there was a strike.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I read that it was like 100-something days.
I think they broke
days.
The record for the other one.
I was so for the writers. And I was like, let's fucking go, baby. Let's go. Don't release any. Fuck the movies. Don't release anything. And in my head was like, oh my God, House of the Dragon. It's like, I was like, no. Like that, like because we wait so long for every fucking season already. And then I see an article. I was like, oh my God, they said they're stopping every project except for House of the Dragon.
No way.
Bro, it was like a big thing too. They were like, they cannot stop the production. Like they have to keep going because of something specific. And I was just like,
oh, whoa.
1988, the strike lasted 154 days.
And right now it's what? At what?
What kind of, they have to come up with some crazy deal to, or it's not a crazy deal, but like for all this to be like locked and fucking signed and everything, I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Well, it's also spread into SAG now that's going on strike for actors getting paid more and having.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you see that from here?
So it's 2 months, 2 weeks, and 3 days.
Did you see the videos from Kimiko?
It's not as long yet.
The videos from Kimiko talking about, because she was like a pretty big face on Orange is the New Black, which was the biggest show on Netflix for like a few years.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how like they weren't getting paid anything. And in my head, they were getting paid millions.
Yep.
Millions, because that show was as big as like Breaking Bad in
which
that
time.
Which
one was she?
She was one of the prisoners.
Okay.
She was Asian prisoner.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they were getting paid nothing. I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
So many eyes on you, and these people had to get paid, they had to get second jobs when they were international. Imagine like being so famous and having to also Uber. It's like that sucks.
Yeah. It even blows my mind the people that don't get residuals when they're main characters of like reality shows or something.
Like, I'm pretty sure Josh doesn't get residuals from Drake and Josh.
No, he doesn't.
Like that, and that there, it still reruns. It's like, that's fucking insane. That's so unfair.
Because they don't know. But it is pretty wild, like, because they're in such a situation, these, you know, TV and movie producers and everything. A lot of people will take the job for free or a low pay because it's insane opportunity.
Yeah.
So they go, okay, you don't want it. Pay's not enough. Cool. We'll give it to somebody else that will appreciate the role as a stepping stone into becoming a huge actor.
I say strike away. I'm all for them. And I think that
there's so many like keep going.
They don't owe me anything. And yeah, absolutely. It's tough right now as influencers though. A lot of deals are coming to promote movies.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they say that like they don't want influencers promoting the movies, but it's like, oh, well, we're not actors. We're not in SAG. But like, I heard that if you do a campaign for a movie, you can lose your ability to become in SAG.
We'll drop you.
I definitely think a lot of the money that's going to that CEO could be spread out.
Oh my God.
Oh, absolutely.
Let it burn.
I said
burn it.
Oh my gosh. Oh, when I was on, this is a poop story. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here it comes. Okay.
So Patricia and I, we were like going around London. It was like late at night. A lot of the pubs there close around like 11 p.m. And then you either have to go to clubs or you got to go to these kind of like
underground raves,
late night bars where you're just playing hits and stuff. We go there, we have a couple drinks, and then I'm like, and you know when you're traveling internationally, your time where you need to go really relieve yourself is like very different, I guess, compared to where you're home. And I'm sitting there like at this like kind of like dance bar thing, like I gotta go poop. So I go up, get in the stall. And yo, I like go, you know, it was like, it was a rough one.
That's a story. And I go, and that was it. And then I got out, and then we had a great night.
I'm finished up. And then I look down and the toilet paper, I'm like, I look under the whole compartment, nothing, nothing. And I'm like, start doing this.
I check every time for toilet paper before I.
And there was a moment where
I was
like,
mistake.
There was even a moment where like I found the cardboard paper towel roll, and I was like, should I do this? But dude, it wouldn't have even been enough for how much toilet paper I needed. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? And it's not like, hey, these are like individual like closet stalls. So I'm like, I can't be like, hey, can you pass some paper, which I've never done in my life. But I'm like, okay, surely enough, maybe there's some paper towels in this bathroom. Dude, and I get up and it's just like full on, like full on squish. Like, and I'm like, oh my God. I then go, I walk out into the bathroom. It's only hand dry. And I'm texting And I text Patricia. I'm like, I need napkins now. And she's like, okay, like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm like, code red, Patricia. Go get it. I'm waiting there, dude. And like, it starts getting busier in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh my God, where is she? I then had to go walk down a whole flight of stairs down to the dance floor of this club.
Your cheeks were just
well, like, raw. Dude, I'm clenching it, but man, I was like mortified.
You stank for the rest of the night.
Dude, I felt like a toddler with like a dirty diaper. And I'm just going down, and Patricia sees me. She's like, oh my God. And then she goes, runs, and gives me like a ton of napkins.
Was it everywhere?
No, luckily, like, buddy, I cleaned up. Good. I cleaned up.
Did you call it a night after that? Yeah. Was that your sign?
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. We need to go take a full shower. But I had never walked with that, the distance I walked full on, just like people, if they looked at me, were like, he is not okay.
I feel weird when I run out at the house and I have to stand up to go to the sink and you do the.
Yeah. Oh my. Dude, I.
Yeah, because you don't want to stand, because once you stand up, that's shower time.
Yeah.
Mortified.
But I would have taken my underwear off, wiped with my underwear, and just balled that up.
Oh!
Trash on the way out, and then just free ball.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
Should I have done that?
No. I would have literally just wiped with my underwear, because you can get, like, I would imagine, 5-6 wipes out of different locations. You know what I mean? Easy.
But where would you have put it?
Ball it up.
There's a little.
Hold it in your hand, walk out, and then at the sink,
you guys don't have trash cans in your stalls. We
Oh.
Did they have trash cans in the?
No, but it was I had never had a moment of like, oh my God, just fear.
Oh, and then people start coming in. Is someone taking a shit?
Dude, that's all I was fucking worried about, man.
Who's taking a shit?
Mike's taking a shit. There's like 18 people.
Mike's taking a shit. Smell it. Who's that? You open the door, they're pointing at you.
You talking shit, mate? I don't know. I was trying to sound like a Londoner.
Who's taking a shit? Did you see the attempted robbery?
Oh, with the lady? She was just like...
Where none of them gave a shit. This guy walks in. I think it was like a nail salon.
Robbing a nail salon?
Goes in to rob the place and nobody gave a shit.
Yeah.
They so all just like stood there and looked and then just like carried on. And the guy.
That would actually be my man.
Because he was also like concealing his like weapon.
Yeah, he was
too.
Doing like a.
Just the finger behind a shirt kind of thing.
Yeah. But like at the end, did you kind of like feel bad for him? Like the fact that
like secondhand embarrassment.
You're like yes. You're like that low in your life that you're about to go rob a nail salon and nobody gives a shit and takes you seriously.
Look at the lady in the middle.
Oh, that.
As a man, if I couldn't scare somebody by threatening them with a gun and robbing them, yeah, I would feel so.
Just bury yourself.
I would just be like. Done.
It's time.
That's actually
I feel like there was
hysterical.
A bit of like a language barrier though with these people where they thought he was coming in just like trying to sell
imagine
something.
He goes, what color are you? Crick or Jill? I mean,
Crick or Jill.
Oh,
that's
man.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
good
that's
for them.
Embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
SNL should do a skit with this. That's really fun. Yeah.
The girl that walks out just walks back in when he.
That's hysterical.
Looks like a fucking goo.
I bet he was like, I wish there was volume. I bet he was like stuttering. They're probably like,
me robbing a bank.
And is there that much cash in businesses these days? I feel like it has to be so like the amount of money you think you're going to get from robbing something.
This is this guy's first time. He did not think this through.
It's one thing if they post the video of you robbing a store and you like walking out with a bag and you're like, shit, I got caught. This guy got caught and didn't get anything.
Yeah, he walked out with nothing.
Like people are going to see that guy and be like, I know him. You know what I mean? Like his face is out there.
How, if you were to rob a place, right? But it can't be a bank. What place would you rob?
What business? Like
that I feel like you would be able to get away with that doesn't have too much security.
Food truck? But then I feel like they could like just be like, see you later. But I feel like they're kind of like trapped in a situation. They're probably dealing with like cash a little bit. Like
then again, everywhere takes like Apple Pay now. So it's so hard to fucking, I feel like, even rob a place.
I guess I was thinking a place where like I think cash gets exchanged just a little bit more often. And I feel like they have to have cash to like keep shit going. Maybe. I don't know.
Honestly, nail salon is a good idea.
They
like tip cash. That's true. They prefer cash. They always prefer cash.
A very high-end restaurant. Like hair salon. Maybe.
They're paying cash at like hair salons?
I feel like cash tips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cash.
Catch? You got to go up all those stairs, go down the elevator.
People are tipping in cash. Put your fucking hands in the air. Oh, you can wear a tux and everything. You can
I feel like you've got better odds at getting cash off of somebody on a street. You know what I mean? More than somebody's
cash. Oh, that's
cash
true.
I'm not carrying any cash on me.
But people do in their wallets, purses.
Rodeo Drive, tourists. That's cash.
Actually, not a bad idea.
Walk up.
Should we go to Rodeo?
Pistol whip, back of the head, in the back pocket, run.
Do you ever see those pickpocket videos?
Attention!
Pickpocket!
I love that.
So good.
Bro, what a scary job. Pickpocketing?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what a horrible profession.
They watch like a criminal movie once, and they think that.
Yeah, I got my master's in pickpocketing.
Amount of courage you have, though, to go inside of somebody's pocket.
Yeah, you have to really...
Like, that is, like, the closest thing I feel like being, like, a spy.
Just be a magician.
And you know what? I wish everybody was on the same page when, like, a pickpocketer is exposed. You know what I mean? When a pickpocketer is exposed on a train or on a subway or anywhere, I think everybody in that area... should scold. Like, I think everybody should
huddle up
and take this person down.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very ignored. Or like somebody will watch somebody get pickpocketed and they don't even say anything. Like, come on. It's
because they're locals.
My brother got pickpocketed one time, but he was dumb. He put all of his cash in his pocket right there. And then just somebody like went right up and took it. Then he was
That's
like,
crazy. How gone. Do you like?
I could be delusional, but I genuinely believe I could never get pickpocketed. I think I'm way too aware of my surroundings. Yeah. I know everything. I can feel.
Oh, Mariah.
I'm
going to test it out. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it one day.
I don't know if it's because like being a woman, if I'm walking alone somewhere,
yeah.
I am so aware.
You're on alert.
I'm not on my phone. Yeah. I'm very aware of my surroundings. Like I memorize people around me just in case. If I see something suspicious that I'm not even involved in, I will memorize the people that are there just in case I get questioned.
I'm about to pickpocket your whole life.
I'll say this.
Good luck. I got nothing.
You're going to wake up. You got nothing.
That's why I can't get pickpocketed because there's nothing to take.
I think I could get swiped, but I feel like it'd be hard to pickpocket me. Like if I'm sitting here like in a different country or whatever, and I'm sitting on my phone and somebody runs up, snatches phone out of my hand, I'm not going to consider that a pickpocket. Like that, you just got
really,
swiped.
I consider that as, no.
It would fall under it, but like, sneaky, but like, if you steal something from me through trickery or like sleight of hand or being smooth,
I'm going to know.
Like, I feel like you wouldn't be able to get a hand into my pocket to pull a wallet out without me feeling it.
Yeah. But I think I believe you.
Pickpocket like, people also know the patterns of like ebb and flow when there's like a crowd of people. They know when like this group of people are about to be coming off this ferry and then they know they have to wait for this intersection. They sit there and they observe like when there's a big like, ooh, a lot of people are around. And then they just get real close up to you because you're like, hey, and then
they work in pairs. Like they'll like walk and bump into you like really hard. Yeah. So if I bumped into you, you would look at me and like be like more like looking at me like what's going on. And as you're doing that, somebody else is swiping.
And I feel like when you're also squished too, you're feeling all these like you're feeling everything around you.
Yeah.
The last thing you're feeling is somebody like just going like that.
I think that's why too. I'm very good at multitasking my attention.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be a good pickpocketer?
Maybe if the roles were reversed, I think I could.
I do one thing whenever I am like somewhere where I don't feel safe, but if I feel like the odds of me getting robbed are a little bit higher, if I have like a bag or something on me.
Oh yeah.
I constantly like, I'll walk like this.
Okay.
Cause I feel like if I'm walking still, somebody could unzip my backpack and go in real quick.
Oh, right.
But if I'm moving like this, they would have to like try to like
be with me.
Yeah.
So I do that.
I just have my jacket.
Do unnecessary pivot turns out of nowhere. Yeah.
Just walking like this. But I did see something. Be on the lookout for this trick. So a lot of people will be sitting at like a restaurant, right? And they'll have their phone here and somebody will come up to like sell them something and they'll do this trick. So they'll go... Say it's like a box of chocolates or something like this. Like if you're sitting here, they'll walk by and be like, hi, would you like to buy some? Like, oh no, well, we have this. All right, well, I'll see you later. Thank you.
That's good.
Wow.
With like your
that
phone
was,
underneath.
That was incredible.
Smooth.
That's good. Really good. I'm going to do that with Mariah.
So if ever you got like your phone sitting
I never put my phone on the table for when we're eating.
Right. You're saying we're dancing with the devil right now.
Also, we don't have pockets. So I can't put anything in my back pocket. So if it can't be in my hand, I'm not taking it.
We finished a podcast. You can't find the cat. It's her halfway home with me.
I don't know.
I don't like when people like steal as a joke though. That'll make me go nuts. When I can't find any something and I'm like, did somebody take it as a joke?
I did it with Mike Sheffer once. I felt bad doing it, but I just thought it was a quirky little fun thing. I took his coffee sign from his house and then I put it in their podcast room. For them to see it. So I kind of did return it to the same world.
Yeah.
But it's just somewhere else. I don't know. But yeah, no, I don't like that's
There's just that moment of panic and where you can't find something and then you think,
Like Danielle, somebody did it with my scale. I brought my scale to the restaurant because I bring my scale to measure out my food. And Todd and Danielle took it as a joke. And I didn't realize that that I didn't have it.
Yeah.
But just a part of me is just that's annoying.
Yeah.
I get it, but I also like to do it to people. So I'm a little hypocrite with that.
Oh, poor Patricia yesterday, it's all about stealing. She realized she left her AirPod Maxes on the plane.
No.
And we were like, and she was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, oh, and then we thought like, oh, hey, well, we had like first class. Maybe, they'll be a little extra checking all of it. She calls, puts it in the lost and found and everything. She checks. She checks Find My AirPod Maxes this morning. Gone. It's like over the Indian Ocean going to Australia. Shit.
I do not think that these airlines check seats when people leave. I've seen some super crazy shit after getting on a plane and they definitely did not clean this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I try to clean everything because I don't think they're cleaning it. I think they were cleaning a lot during COVID, but I don't think they're cleaning it anymore.
Oh, but it's such a bummer.
That sucks.
I know. And I got those for Christmas and I was still trying to keep my calm. I mean, there's bigger problems in the world.
That would be a fun, spontaneous trip for you guys.
Going to get them back?
Yeah, trying to track them down. So go to Australia. We
still see it.
It'd be
back.
Like the Amazing Race.
Mission AirPod.
Well, just hopefully when they land.
Mission AirPossible.
Hopefully when they land in Australia, hopefully that person finds them and then they go, these aren't mine. So whatever flight was on it.
Oh, hell no. They just got you for a brand new AirPod.
You hold the volume and the power and reset real quick.
But I feel like shit. Someone
run it from
in
new.
First class, seat number one is like,
but if they
they have the decency to be like,
I know, but maybe. I think the fact that it's en route to across the Indian Ocean, I don't think anyone's going to take the time to make sure that gets back to
I know.
LA. You would know if you got on a flight and they were already on it, it's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you were walking by and you saw somebody had left it as you're all exiting the plane, I'd be like, hey, somebody up ahead left this if they ask for it.
Isn't it crazy? The moment you step off that plane and there's something you left in your seat, it's crazy because you're right there and you just get it back. But
can't.
Just because of protocol, you don't see it for 3 fucking days. It's insane.
Yeah.
Zane left his wallet on the flight when we came out to LA for the first time.
No!
Our very first time.
Oh,
walks off the plane, realizes it as we're walking out the little tunnel and goes, oh my God, my wallet. I left it in. They won't let him back on the plane.
Right. But did they go
and he's
find
like,
it?
No.
Please, I'm visiting. It's right there. It's right
so
on that
they
seat.
Go to look for it and they're like, we can't find it. He's it's literally on the plane in this seat. Please just get it or let me go get it. They're like, no, there's nothing we can do. You're going to have to go to Lost and Found.
I was so fun.
So we sit there at the airport. This is we're fucking excited. This is our first time being in LA. Yeah. We're like, oh my God.
And we're only here for 3-4 days.
This is going to be amazing. So we go and we're sitting there waiting for them to turn it into Lost and Found and nothing, nothing,
what?
Nothing. So we're like, okay, we don't know what to do because he had booked the rental car.
So I don't have my ID.
Oh my gosh.
So we can't. And I wasn't old enough to rent a car.
Oh no.
Because I was you have to be 21. Yeah.
And I was 20. He was 21. So we're like, well, there goes our rental car. And this was before Uber.
Oh.
So
yeah.
We're like, what are we like?
Zane, this just set the tone for your whole LA life.
So we're sitting there at the rental car place just waiting, and they're like, there's nothing I was like, can you switch it over? They were like, no, we need the actual ID, whatever, credit card. And I was like, can you put it on my credit card? And they're like, no, it doesn't match. And it was a nightmare.
Didn't I get the wallet when we were leaving?
Yeah. The last day of our trip here is when he got the wallet back.
Oh, so they've got it back.
Yeah, that's but who fucking cares at that point?
That's so frustrating that it was right there. Probably arm's reach.
Yeah. It was awful.
Sucks. I lost a wallet. Well, I realized I got home and I didn't have my wallet. And I was like, where could it be? And I go, the movie theater. It probably fell out of my pocket at the movie theater. I call and it was the Lamel in Santa Monica, kind of an indie small theater. And I go, surely it showed up. Nope, can't find it, can't find it, can't find it.
Andy Small Theater, Snatch.
And I'm going nuts. I go, it has to be in that movie theater. And a week goes by and I decided to drive down there and go in the theater.
No way.
Sure enough, I like looked deep into the crevice and it was there. And I was
1 week.
I found it. Like it was a week later. So that means a whole week of just people sitting there. That wallet was just wedged right into that spot.
Oh, that wallet got to see so many movies for free.
For free. Wow. Really for free?
Oh, by the way, I tried to look up tickets for Barbie and Oppenheimer. Good luck.
Impossible.
Good.
Oh yeah. I'm waiting for like the
No, you're probably gonna wait till it goes on Amazon because I could not find any open seats for like a week.
Damn. Oof.
God, the way they promoted that movie is both movies insane.
I also lost my wallet. I lost my wallet in Florida at Universal on, is it the Rock and Roller Coaster? That one you can like play the music on.
You can
and
put Limp Bizkit.
Had it in my wallet, slipped out, and then I was freaking out because we were out there for like playlist, and I was like, I need my ID to get on the flight. And luckily, we went back the next day. I'm sitting there going, did it fall? They're like, nope, it didn't show up. Sorry, we would have had it right here.
It's actually on
Sorry.
The top of the roller coaster.
And I'm like, but isn't there a net? Do you go, well, actually, we do check the net every night. It does get returned to here. And then luckily, one of the other employees was like, wait, but isn't there another bag on the top floor as well? And she goes, is there? And she goes, I think there is. Hold on. Goes up there, finds my wallet. I was like so defeated. But if that other employee wasn't there to be like, no, I think it is up there.
I don't think I've ever dropped anything on a roller coaster.
Did I ever tell you about the time me and Natalie's, like all of our shit got stolen, like clothes, wallet,
from
phones,
what?
Everything?
From what?
From Fountain Blue Hotel.
What?
The pool.
Like in Miami.
Oh my gosh.
Wait,
this was a whole story that we talked
about. Oh, yeah.
This was a whole journey.
It was it was 100% one of the employees because it was the only employees that were walking through there. There was not one stranger walking through that
pool. That is a crazy story.
And our shit was right there. Right there. And no other person was walking by except for employees. And
you
sound crazy when you're like, it was one of your employees. Like, you automatically, you sound crazy and you sound like completely irresponsible. That just sucked. And being a local, really, it was just so sad.
Yeah.
Like, it happened in my city.
I'll never go back. I'll never go back.
And then we were walking on the beach at like 6 a.m. And the sun was coming on everything. And we just start seeing our shit in the sand in different spots. But all to, like,
one time, this was like early back in the Vine days. And I was with a bunch of people and we went to like a Havasu or whatever. And we pulled over on a random dirt road out in the middle of the desert just to take pics. And we took a picture, a group shot, like on the roof of my car, but I needed something to balance the phone up. And I put my wallet on the phone and we took the picture and obviously got so excited about the pic. We drive away all the way to Havasu. We pull up to a Walmart because we're getting beer. I'm looking for my wallet, can't find it. And I'm going, that's crazy. We've been in the car the whole time. The wallet has to be here. And I realized, oh my God, I put it on the hood of the car. And then we're like,
no way.
But we go, wait, but it's out in the middle of the fucking desert. And then also that means if it was on the roof of the car, that means we had to have probably driven further down the road with the wallet on top. So there's no way we're going to find this fucking wallet. Yeah. But we go, no, let's go and search it.
Like, how far did you drive?
From the moment hours.
Oh my God.
You drove back hours?
Well, so we go, on the drive back, we should go back and see if the wallet is maybe on the side of the road. But we go, we don't even know the damn street we turned off. We went off a random dirt desert road. But luckily, the photo I took, it has the little geolocation, so I was able to figure it out. But still, we don't know how far down the road this wallet would fall. So we're driving down this road, and all of a sudden, we're going like kind of slow. We see a $1 bill, like in a bush. And we go, that's a dollar bill in a bush. And then we get out and all of a sudden we like find a gift card, another dollar bill. Find my driver's license.
Wow.
And I'm like, hell yeah, find my debit card. Hell yeah. And I cannot find the wallet and found a couple dollar bills cash. But dude, it was like finding a needle in a haystack. Pitch black out in the middle of the desert. We were going nuts because we couldn't believe the odds.
Wait, so you did your whole trip and then you drove back?
And then we drove back on the way back. But the whole trip we were at a cabin. It's not like we were going out.
It doesn't matter. It's just days went by.
Yeah.
And then you drove back.
In the middle of the night.
Thank you, St. Anthony.
Thank you, St. Anthony.
St. Anthony.
That's right.
St. Anthony.
There's nothing better than finding something that you're for sure is lost and you have no hopes of getting back.
Yeah.
Like a situation like that where you're like, I'm going to look. I'm not going to find it, but I'm going to look. And then you do.
Yeah.
Matt, I wouldn't have even attempted that. That's insane.
Jordan, it sucks because half of the people in the car were like, are we fucking doing this? Like, it's already dark. We're going to go down. And I'm like, please.
Oh, they probably were, sounded real. Yeah.
They were pissed. But, I know, but, when you but found then when it, we found it, we were like, holy shit. This is
the greatest
insane, the odds of finding it.
You know, they were talking shit the whole time too on the way back. Like, I can't believe we're doing this for
Jordan, me. Didn't you do a snowboarding or skiing trip and lose your phone like somewhere in the mountain?
Yes, I did.
White phone case?
Yes, I went on like, it was like a 4 mile hike up a mountain. The whole mountain was covered in snow. Just like up to my waist in snow. And I'm trudging through the snow. And we're about like 2 miles down the mountain and I go to take a picture and I'm like, oh, where's my phone? And everyone's like, you don't have it? Like, everyone's mad. None of my friends are supportive. They're just like, what do you mean?
Get new friends.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I don't even know where I lost it. I don't even remember the last time I took a picture. I was freaking out.
That's what it sucks when it's like, you don't remember.
My friends, they look down and they're like,
yeah, it's gone.
I think it's just gone. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to start walking back. And I'm walking back and I'm giving up. I go back up for a little bit and my phone is white, just like the snow.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, shit.
And perfect. I love a awesome challenge.
Yeah. Anyway, Anthony, I like a challenge. Anthony.
We're walking down and the whole time I'm like, call it, guys. Call it, call it, call it, call it. Keep calling. I'm just listening, nothing. And I'm constantly looking down because we're on a pretty like thin road and you just see a hole. It's just the size of my phone in the ice.
Like a slit.
Oh, wow.
But not this way. This way.
Oh my god.
Slid down. I see it and I'm like, oh my, I'm freaking out. I have to reach. Your phone is not visible. So I reach in, I pull it out, the phone is off, broken. But I found it. And that's wild. Insane. It did end up working, but yeah.
Damn.
Shit. That's amazing.
It's insane.
It's a good feeling.
You know what's crazy, guys? That I have not lost this wallet yet.
I know.
I've had this wallet.
Do you lose your wallet that much?
I lose my shit. I mean, I think I've gotten much better. But I used to lose shit all the time. But the fact that this has been on me for at least, what, 5 years?
Yeah. I remember, 6 years? I remember is you insane. Called me outside of like a Carl's Jr. or something when you lost your wallet. This was a long time ago.
This was my last wallet.
I think so. I think you lost it at like a Carl's Jr.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what happened, but you're like, I can't find it. And I was like, did you throw it away? Because in my head, I thought he had it on the tray.
Yeah.
And like went to throw the food away and like dump it. And I was like, you probably dumped it into the trash. Like when you went to clear your tray. He's like, no, somebody took it. I'm like, Zane, nobody took your wallet at Carl's Jr. But I don't remember what happened. I think you had, what ended up that we found out, you like dropped it outside of the car, getting into your car at a Carl's Jr. or something probably. Like that. And I don't know if they ever found it, but I think that was the last time you lost it.
I've lost this wallet maybe like 7 times where like in my head was like, I was in the mindset of finding it. It's gone. Like so many times, but it's gotten back to me.
It's always shown up.
I lost this at Poppy. Oof. Poppy. This shit just gone.
Wow.
And they found it.
And they found it.
Have you ever accidentally taken someone else's wallet?
No.
I've taken someone else's phone. We had identical wallets. And anytime we were like hanging out in the backyard, like having cigarettes or whatever, like I gotta go. And you're just grabbing your keys. I would take his wallet I did it like 3 times.
Wait, you had the same wallet? How do you take someone's wallet?
Cause it was, we had like identical looking wallets and it's like dark, but you see it and it was like the same shape.
Did I ever say the story of how my mom found her wedding band after she lost it?
Oh, no. You've told me that. It's crazy. No.
She lost her wedding band one day, and I don't know how much longer later. It was either like weeks or months later.
Like giving up hope.
Yeah. She was cleaning the bathroom, and the spray bottle wasn't working, so she unscrewed it to like dissect it, and in the brim of the cleaning bottle was the ring.
Oh, my God.
So what happened was she was cleaning the day that she lost it. Same thing happened. Spray bottle wasn't working. So she went in to like clear it out, stuck her finger in.
It slipped off.
And it slipped off.
Damn.
And she lost it and she found it the same way. It was in the brim.
Good thing she didn't run out of juice in that thing before.
That's the craziest places where something can get lost. Yeah. That would make... That's when that would make me go nuts. Where like I would have to search,
like God. Like there's some Saint Anthony. Powerful helping you find get that shit in the fucking ring of the cleaning.
Do not doubt Saint Anthony,
dude. I had a pair of car keys that I left at Carly and Aaron's apartment one time. Mm-hmm. This was back when I had a Kia Soul, and it was my only fucking pair of keys.
Oh my goodness.
And I lost it, but I knew it was at their place. I tore up their place, looked everywhere where I was. All over. They couldn't find it. I then had to go pay hundreds of dollars to buy a new key and everything.
And sure enough, they
found my keys a week later in their bathroom sink drawer. And still to this day, I'm like, why were they in the drawer? I wouldn't have put my keys in your kitchen drawer. And like,
did they have a cleaning
maybe
person?
The cat?
No, I don't know if they have a cat.
Cleaning like
it was
lady?
Also when that girl Ariel lived with them, and like I don't but still I was like, why were they in that drawer? Because I never looked in the drawer, because I'd be like, surely they're not in that drawer.
That's like one of those moments where you like put the orange juice away in the cup cabinet.
Yes,
the war drives you insane because you don't remember, and you're like, why is it not in the fridge? How do I lose orange juice? I've done that.
How do I lose orange juice?
That I've done multiple times.
The orange juice in the cover is pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy.
I did something like that recently. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Not thinking and putting something where.
Yeah, you do like the opposite.
Thank God I have not lost anything in a while.
Me neither.
I've lost my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Every time though I'm in Europe, I'm like, I think I lost my car keys, but obviously I don't have my car keys because I'm in London.
I'm so
on point
with that though. Like throughout the day, I do the triple pat. Probably every 15 minutes. Like
phone
when I'm like
keys,
out.
That's a good habit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always like that.
He got me into that. Phone, keys, wallet.
Everything else really not important.
Yeah.
I just know where it is. Like those three things. And a good thing to do is put it in the same exact spot every time.
Yes. Have your little dish right when you walk in.
Have a spot where you set your wallet. If you're going to take it out, you know exactly where you put it every time.
What's helped a lot is now my car keys and my wallet are in the same.
Oh yeah. You have a Tesla. So it's in there. Yeah. That's
that nice. Helps a lot. Cause I feel because my keys I'd lose a lot.
Yeah.
My keys specifically.
You're also the type of person that no matter where you go, instead of like sitting with the stuff in your pocket, you empty your pockets and set stuff out.
Yeah. I do that.
You
anytime
like,
I go
always
somewhere.
Take everything out and set it somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised at like you. I do that. Like when you keep your stuff in your pockets, I'm like, aren't you uncomfortable? He will
it
keep everything in his pockets until we're ready for bed. Like he'll be in bed with everything in and be like, oh shit, I gotta take everything out. I'm like, how? Like in like he'll switch
we'll
things over.
We'll be laying down to like watch a movie and it's midnight and she'll be like, why are your keys in your pocket? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's just where they go. That's where they always are.
Yeah.
Do you need- Yeah. You're just checking for it.
And where
but
do you-
isn't it stabbing you when you're sitting? Like, how do you lay with that's
so really so when pocket? So when you go to sleep, you put it on the bedside, and when you wake up, you put
I
it
always know where my shit is.
I know, but like when you wake up, you put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Like he's wearing dungarees right now. Everything in his pockets. He's going to put gym shorts on later.
It goes right in the
and
pockets.
And it transfers.
He puts it in the gym shorts.
I always have it on me.
Dude,
you have to.
I had a pair of sunglasses and they were like pretty expensive sunglasses, probably like $400. And I think like my-
That's expensive sunglasses.
Wow. Maybe $300, $400. They were expensive.
What you got?
And you they
see,
were a gift.
See people's undies?
They were a gift from my mom. And I was like- and I took them to Mike's house for a party one time, you know, and then, you know, night falls, I had them out like on one of the tables, night's ending, can't find my sunglasses anywhere. And I was crushed and like pissed about it. And I texted every dude that was there. I'm like, yo, did you happen to take a pair of sunglasses? I did a lot of investigating. Nothing showed up. And I'm like, damn it. A year later, it's the next summer.
Yeah.
We're hanging out in Mike's backyard. And we're talking about, I don't know, sunglasses again. I'm like, damn it, man. I lost a pair here last summer. They were really nice. They never showed up. And Jess goes, what color were they? And I go, green. She goes, oh my God. She goes, I have those. Her and her friend Mika took the sunglasses because they thought like no one else was claiming them.
Oh, what is wrong with people?
For a whole year.
Hold on, I got a bone to pick with you.
And they kept the sunglasses for a whole year, but I never bothered to hit them up because I thought, oh, a guy would have taken those sunglasses. The girls wouldn't have taken it. But yeah, had them for a whole year.
I didn't buy, I don't just come across something at a house. Like if I'm like,
I don't take things that aren't mine. That's crazy, right?
Same. What the fuck are you talking about? No, spill it, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, so for Heath, Scott, and Todd's birthday, I got these very 90s sunglasses that I really want to wear for the party. I got a pair for me and a pair for Heath. Heath was wearing the black pair, and suddenly they disappear after the party. And
I can't find them at all. I'm like, I had them, I set them right here.
I swear they were right here.
Where's my glasses?
All right. Weeks later, we see Ilya on his podcast with the sunglasses. I'm like, and they're a pair that he wouldn't wear. Like, they're the small, like, little kind. Like, yeah, very 90s. I'm like, these are not his. So Heath screenshots it and sends it to him. He goes, give me my sunglasses back. And he goes, oh, shit, yeah, like, I just found them. So I got them back. They disappear again. Zane's Snapchat. Zane. He's wearing the sunglasses. I'm like,
wait,
no way.
Which ones?
They're small and black with like a little silver around them. It's screenshotted.
What color is the lens?
Black. Black. They're like granite, it's like these. Slate. Do you have a picture?
They're still missing.
I'll check my house. Maybe I have those.
That's a shit. Yeah,
like sunglasses. I always say never get expensive sunglasses because you will lose them and it will end up in someone else's purse.
Lose them, break them. No matter how expensive, they're going to break. They're going to get lost. I don't think I spent more than, I got those sunglasses at the kiosk at the mall. Yeah. So they were,
don't give away your price.
Two for $10. I'm like, hell yeah, give me four.
Amazon and gas stations. Yeah. The best fucking sunglasses you can get. They're better than any sunglasses.
The gas station bullfrog glasses or bulldog, whatever they call them.
So good.
Them shits.
I get the most compliments on my gas station sunglasses.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing walking in sunglasses?
And also, hats. Gas stations have great fucking hats.
No, they do.
And I kind of like their shirts too, I'm not gonna lie. They fit me the best. Why do gas station shirts fit me the best?
Yeah.
They're tailored by like a big French like designer or something.
Box cut.
I don't know what's going on with these.
Oh my gosh. We should open a boutique, but all gas station clothes.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
That's good. That's good.
And what do we call it?
Well, give me a second.
Gas originals.
Pumpfidence.
What?
Confidence, pumpfidence.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Okay, we'll think about that one.
You didn't like mine?
What?
Gas originals.
Ooh. That's actually really good.
Or like pump nine or like, you know.
Yeah.
Give me...
I like that, like pump, like, yeah,
like give me five, yeah, you know, like $5 on pump nine or
diesel,
like station 52, or,
yeah,
you know,
I gotta be, can I?
Yeah, Chevron, no.
Kidding. Chevron,
BP boutique. That was fun, guys. I love going back in time and talking about.
I don't even remember what we said.
Yeah, I blacked out.
I don't even remember either.
Yeah,
couldn't even tell.
Let's recap.
All right, guys. Well, make sure to check out Cremota Coffee, Cremota.com. We have matcha. We got the matcha starter kit. It's got everything that you need all in this little goodie box right here. We've got K-Cups, bag coffee, whole and ground espresso. All of that is going to be online at Cremota.com. Make sure to check it out.
You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath, where you can get bonus episodes, drunk and high episodes. You get early access episodes. And you also get the unwind episodes where we keep the camera running after we finish the episode. And we just keep talking bullshit.
It's like a whole extra episode after the episode.
We kind of like drop names and shit. Who knows? You might get something crazy. And we also have a big announcement on there. So make sure to check it out. Patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath, where you get everything for $5 a month.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah, you can check out these episodes, audio form on the Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast, all those podcast platforms on Mondays. And on Tuesdays, we post video form of these episodes on YouTube, youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath every Tuesday. I don't know. I'm over the host talk and stuff.
All right, let's go chat with Patreon.
Just be you.
I want to be me.
Relax.
And you know how to be me?
Reclining and unwinding.
Ooh.
I'm out of here.
Out of here. All right. We love you guys. Peace and blessings, y'all.
Peace and blessings.
Peace.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons.
Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.